This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day meeting today in Washington. And the big question, yet again, will be, is the Fed ready to launch some new economic stimulus in line with its mandate to help the country reach full employment? Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us now from her office here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what do you think? Will the Fed do something? Will they step in to help the economy?
I don't think that they are ready to do anything yet for two reasons. First, I think that they want to gather a little more information, see whether the labor market in particular will do better than expected like it did last year, or whether it will remain weak. If it stays weak, I don't think they will hesitate to act. But the other thing is they want to evaluate their options. What exactly should they do? Should they buy mortgages? Should they buy treasuries? And then maybe in September they'll be ready to take action.
But it's not as if we've had just 1 month of bad job growth. There have been several months of kind of weak job growth. Plus, we had a U.S. growth last quarter at just 1.5%. Consumer spending is down. I mean, what are they waiting for exactly?
Well, that's a great question. And I think, again, you know, we're in this difficult moment where growth is not good enough, but it's not a disaster. So the Fed's trying to figure out whether they still have the power to push the economy to stronger growth, or whether some of these structural issues are just more than they can address. Really, it's a fiscal policy issue more than a monetary policy issue.
Well, if the Fed does decide to wait until their next meeting in September, you know, last I checked, we're going to be 2 months away from a big election, and I assume the Fed's not going to want to insert itself into the politics going on at that point.
You know, Chairman Bernanke was asked that very question when he testified before Congress, and he said rather defiantly, we will take the actions that we think are necessary for the economy, regardless of the election cycle. And they have done that in the past. So I think if the Fed's judgment is that the economy is too weak and they need to take action, they will do it even if we're just 2 months ahead of an election.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.